The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talk with several people involved with the Johnson & Johnson School Health Leadership Program. Joining me are School Health Leadership Program fellows Tracy Perrin and Tammy Jakubowski. Also on this episode are former fellow Sheila Caldwell and program coordinator Danielle Cooper. Here's our discussion about the leadership program and the excellent work the fellows are doing in their schools. Everybody, I want to welcome you to the call. We have Danielle and Sheila and Tammy and Tracy here with us talking about this excellent program for school community health. And I'm really excited to learn more about it. Before we jump into that, though, Tammy and Tracy, as the fellows in this program right now, I thought it would behoove us to find out a little bit more about your backgrounds. So, Tammy, why don't you go first and tell us a little bit about why you wanted to become a nurse and a little bit about your background to date.
Okay. So I actually decided to be a nurse when I was in middle school, and I lived out west for a year and experienced I was being bullied. And I was small and quick, and I ran right into the first door, which was the nurse's office. And just finding the safe haven kind of piqued my interest. I went into nursing intending to work with children from the beginning. And shortly after obtaining my bachelor's and beginning my first position as a nurse, I continued on for my master's degree. So I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner, and I also am a certified school nurse in Pennsylvania.
Excellent. How about you, Tracy?
So my story is a little different. I decided to be a school nurse when I was a child. I was five, and I was in Boston Children's Hospital, and they thought that I had leukemia. So I spent many, many weeks at Boston Children's Hospital being tested for all kinds of things and ended up, thankfully, not having leukemia, but having some very strange pneumonia that they traced back to a bug repellent that my father had sprayed on us to keep the mosquitoes away. And from that point on, I just said, I want to do that.
That's excellent. So I thought maybe it would be good for Danielle, for you to maybe fill us in a little bit about the background and about the program itself. Could you tell us a little bit about what the Johnson & Johnson School Health Leadership Program is?
Sure. The Johnson & Johnson School Health Leadership Program is an 18-month fellowship opportunity for school nurses and their partners, and those partners are either community-based or school-based, and they have an opportunity to apply for this fellowship program and come together as a team and attend various components. One of the components, the first and main component, is on-site. It's a six-day intensive on-site residential institute where the school nurses and their partners come together and they learn and gain skill sets around data collection, grant writing, program planning, evaluation, health disparities, and things of that nature, all things related to leadership. So we know that in the school nursing curriculum, traditionally, those are not the topics in which they receive. So this allows them the opportunity to complete a program, an 18-month process, and gain skills that will allow them to continue in their leadership capacity, because they're coming to us as leaders in various capacities already. So what we do is just help to kind of shape and mold those things and ensure that they gain more so that they can go back into their community as a team and make an empowering change and difference.
So Tammy and Tracy, you're in the midst of this program right now. Why were you inspired to apply for these fellowships? Tracy, why don't you take this one first?
Well, actually, I was invited to participate for the team that we formed by a previous fellow. They were looking for a community partner, and so she reached out to me and said, would you be willing? And I said, well, what does it entail? But it sounded like a really awesome opportunity, not only for the nurses, but for the people that were going to collaborate with them. So I jumped on board and said, sure, you know, I'd be happy to be a part of it. And I had heard a lot about it over the years from the individual who reached out to me and other people I knew who had gone through the program, and I always heard good things. So that's how it happened.
Tammy, how about you?
Yes, so I was not familiar with the program at all, but once Tracy was committed to becoming involved, they needed another team member. And I was doing some other collaborative work with Tracy, and she said, hey, why don't you join our team? And so that's how I became involved. She decided to spread the wealth.
You know, I'm inspired by the concept of having, you know, non-nurse partners be part of this program as well, because we know that the nurses in the school settings often operate alone and independently, and to have a collaborative partner in that setting probably magnifies the reach and scope of what a nurse can get done much more than just two people's worth. Would you agree with that, Tammy?
Oh, absolutely. It really takes a whole village. So involving the rest of the school community and any involvement as a partner, whether it's administration or a supervisor or someone else in the community, is priceless.
And Jamie, if I can add, this is Sheila. Based on today's times, the CDC has changed their model from coordinated school health to what they are calling the whole school, whole community, whole child model. And what it basically is a model that looks at education, public health, school health, and sectors of the community to greater align and collaborate for education and health of the children.
No, that's inspiring. And I'm curious, and maybe Danielle could answer this, or perhaps Tracy or Tammy can. What are some of the outcomes that we've seen so far from this initiative? I mean, obviously, there's some really interesting opportunities here for some definable improvement that we can look at and track.
Right. Well, I'll actually give Tammy and Tracy a chance to talk about the great work that they're doing in New Jersey now, but I can just give you some of the topics of the past. We've had great programs and initiatives as a result of this program around employee wellness, which, again, is a part of that WISC or whole school, whole community, whole child model that Sheila just mentioned, thinking about employee wellness. So a lot of times people think of the student and the healthcare need that they have, whether it be diabetes, whether it be asthma, but we had a team that actually went above and beyond to think about the school community and those who are providing the services, and they came up with a model that would help to support employee wellness within their district to ensure that they are providing the best care for their students and their community at large. And we've had various programs around asthma. We've had various wellness components that helped with reducing obesity and helped with activity in the schools. There's been so many different opportunities that our school nurses have come back and worked on around bullying, around meditation, and thinking about wellness in that way as well. So I think Tracy and Tammy can talk about the great work that they're doing and within the schools that they're serving.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about maybe some initiative you're both working on now.
Yeah.
So Tammy and I had an opportunity to sort of expand on a project that she had mentioned before we were working, collaborating on prior to the fellowship. And so we have devised a little program to kind of coincide with a bigger program that we were working on for recess in one of the schools in Trenton that doesn't have a playground. And so, therefore, their recess basically entails hanging out in the school cafeteria. And, you know, sometimes they have various games they can participate in, a lot of educational types of games, iPads, things like that. And we just felt with childhood obesity rates being so high, and especially in that population in Trenton, as well as type 2 diabetes is on the rise in that population, that getting these kids up and moving during what would be their recess time was really important. And so we are working on a program, and we're utilizing students from both of our institutions to help implement the actual program of getting the kids up and moving at recess.
That's exciting, and I like the idea of using students themselves to be change agents within the system, because we know how resistant, depending on the age of the student, how resistant they can be sometimes to adult influence if they don't want to do something.
And just to that point, Jamie, I'd like to just add that the project that they're working on, going back to your point to how the strength that is in having partners that are not actively working as school nurses, because they're able to bring, as you mentioned, their students in to do this work. And not only does it benefit the students at the school, but the actual college students that are coming in to do the work, and it benefits them as far as the community service and community health component. So having this model that we have in our program where we do incorporate school and community partners just really strengthens the outcome, and it allows us to reach even more individuals and really touch on that population health approach.
So looking forward, what kind of things do you hope that this program will do? Is it something that you hope to expand to make larger, or is the fellowship something that is going to be ongoing in its current scope?
Yeah, well, we're continuing on, as I mentioned, this 18-month fellowship, and that's just the beginning. So within that 18 months, there are various components that the teams complete. They have webinars that they do throughout the course of their 18 months, and that builds on their strengths and the knowledge that they need to go back into the community and continue the work. We also provide a mini-grant opportunity, and all of our teams apply for that mini-grant, and that money they use to help support the programming in which they're doing in their school community. We follow up with a weekend where the school teams come back, and they have a chance to get back with the fellows that they start the program with and talk about the sustainable change plan and program that they put in place and what their next steps are. So we do see that over the years, and the program has been in existence since 1988, and what we see is that our nurses, our school nurses, as well as our partners continue. This is just the seed money that we provide to start the initiative, but they continue, and they do so many other projects and work as a result of the work that they began. It opens up other grant opportunities and opportunities for them to work on other projects and collaborate with other stakeholders. So it continues in that way, and we also then continue every year with a collaboration with our National Association of School Nurses, and our teams come out and they again continue that conversation, strengthen their skills, and continue to go out and collaborate. So that's what we hope to continue.
Yeah, I'm really, it's that time of year, of course, kids are going back to school right now, and school nurses are so busy getting things and programs in place. But I wonder, you know, have you seen any resistance, Tracy or Tammy, from some of your colleagues to what kind of initiatives you might be bringing down, seeing as how they're probably very busy already?
I would say no. As a matter of fact, school nurses have been very receptive to the plans we have, especially our program right now is at one school, but we're with our partnership grant that we're working with, it will be expanded to four schools. And all the school nurses that I've met at this point in these four schools are really excited about being a part of the program, about working with the students from the university. I haven't met any resistance. I'm not saying that, you know, they might not might not regret it once they see what it entails.
I'm just curious because it sounds very exciting, and it sounds like a great opportunity for people. But I also know that in the school nurses that I've talked to in the past on this program and others have one of the components of being a school nurse is having just a lot of things on your plate. And so this is exciting to see that they're receptive to this.
Jamie, Sheila, if you want to speak to that, a current nurse in the system, because I know just being on the side of the services, everyone is excited to have the students, as Tracy and Tammy were mentioning, because it's help for them in their school offices, during their lunch breaks, or whatever the program is. It actually is a big help to them. But I guess if you have any comments around that, Sheila, doing
school. Well, actually, what I was going to say is I might not necessarily say resistance. I might just say, from the perspective of the school nurse, it's just a misunderstanding of their own value and worth to the school community and the community at large. I believe that that's probably more the thinking of some of the school nurses. And we do see that changing. That is definitely making a shift at this point in time, and it has to make a shift based on what we are seeing happen from the integration of even the Every Student Succeeds Act that President Obama had signed a year ago or so. We are now even recognized within that as being like the major chronic disease managers at the school. So school nurses are shifting the way their thinking is to be more inclusive and a part of that. And the other side of that is administrations are now having to understand that we are, not just in that little office, you know what I mean? How valuable and important our services are to children leaping from good health and to learning.
Yeah, I know the National Association of Student Nurses school nurses is very active in promoting the idea, and it's true that students who are healthier are better learners, that they succeed more in school, they progress farther in their education, and school nurses are certainly a huge part of that. I think we all kind of fall back and think it's all about Band-Aids and aspirin or something, but it's not. It's managing students from a variety of health backgrounds and building programs for them. Tammy and Tracy, any final thoughts? What are you looking forward to as your fellowship progresses, maybe in 5 years from now, where you'd like to see yourself involved with programs like this?
I think that one of our big hopes as far as looking at outcomes or results in our larger projects that was kind of a feeder to our J&J fellowship is looking at if kids having recess really impacts their performance in school, if being able to get up and move versus being expected to sit in a chair all day and then sit at lunch and then sit and do a quiet activity during recess, do the kids perform better? Because we all grew up having recess. It was just life as we knew it. So shouldn't all kids have recess?
Stay tuned for our next episode, where I interview a father and son flight nurse team who care for critically ill patients during hospital transfers. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.